Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, guys, it's Grant Paulson. Thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We're changing things up. We're going to be making the show available for you 1 hour at a time. So if you're looking for a specific part of the hour of a show, look below at the description of what we've been talking about for time cues.
It's Danny. Thanks for listening. We'll catch you live on the radio from 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. weekdays on 106.7 The Fan.
Good morning to you and welcome aboard Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan. On this Wednesday, we will get into the Redskins getting three Pro Bowlers, give you our NFC and AFC power rankings this hour. Next hour, we'll play ESPN president. Since there's a vacancy for the position, what's the first thing you do as the boss?
We'll do our on-air resume, our on-air pitch for the job.
How you feeling, Danny?
One more day. My friend, last one more day of Danny Ruillet in 2017. For all you guys that hate my guts, you'll have a couple weeks of Danny free radio. So good luck with
Who
that.
Who are these people that hate your guts?
Oh, there's plenty. I mean, I'm just saying, there always are. It's part of this.
I thought you have two more days.
No. Thursday, baby. Thursday. That's it.
Okay, but.
I'm counting today.
Today
counts.
Which we got 4 hours to go.
I was literally already counting today is done.
Okay, well.
Doing the Jerry Seinfeld to a land in Del Boca Vista bit.
So you're out. Friday.
Yep.
But then you will be back in the saddle soon after the holidays.
Yeah, but keep in mind, those holidays, they go a little bit. There's a Monday. And then then there's vacation. Next thing you know, yada, 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 we're in January.
And the big news of the morning on the Danny Ruillet front, it sounds like Christmas cometh early.
Oh, for God's sakes. You
finally solved your dilemma.
It's 2017 for only a few more days, as you know. The process, and I've never understood why this is hard in so many ways. If you have a business, if you run a business, what is a business if not a way to engender currency, to make some money? You want to make money. That's why you do this business.
I think that's the point of business.
You can do it because you love it, blah, blah, blah. The point is, I have been trying to give somebody money. I've said, I wish to purchase what you provide. Let me give you money. That's taken a month. That's taken nearly 30 calendar days to complete. Outrageous to me. Drive to my house and accept the money from me. I'm sitting here waving at you. Please give me money. Please, let me give you this money. I want to give you the money. I'm desperate to give you the money. A, call me back. B, email me back. Be so prompt. Be so excellent at all times when someone wants to give you money. Don't make it hard for people to give you money. Make it very easy for people to give you money. That's my Shark Tank pitch. That's my Shark Tank.
Good pitch.
If I'm one of the sharks that day where I go, the people ask all the questions about what's your valuation? How much equity do you want to give up? The first question is it easy for people to give you money when they want to buy your thing? If the answer is no, never come back. Never leave your business again until it is easy as it can be for people to give you money. Back to you, Grant.
Well, I think that you're right. I think that it should be easy to give a company money.
I just want to give them money.
And get back whatever it is that they're providing for you as a service.
I just wanted to give them money.
But now
hundreds
you can.
Of dollars.
Now
yes.
You can give them all your money.
It's over, thank God.
It's very exciting. My issue this time of year is always the debate between online or the store. I don't really like going shopping the week of Christmas because I feel like everyone's doing that. But the problem is I don't always believe in the number of days that it takes to get something mailed to you. I have been burned multiple times over the last few years by the, hey, we'll have it to you by this date.
We don't have it to you by that date.
And then what is my recourse? Supposedly I'm going to get that money back. I'm going to send you some note, some email. It's never going to happen.
No.
So I've a couple times had to go scurry last minute to get something, and then you get the present after the fact, and then what do you do with that? You just give the extra present, you send it after the fact, you wait until another holiday. So for me, I think today is probably the hit-the-wall date was yesterday. Today is now when I know whatever I haven't gotten, whatever has not shown up, it is time to start acting like an adult accordingly
and
just going to the store.
You got to go out and about.
I've got
to
brave the elements now. Tyson's Corner this time of year is just a cluster. You ever try to drive past Tyson's on the Beltway right now?
Yep.
It's a problem. You think finding a parking spot is easy and fun over there? And you get in the mall, you could probably do all right. It's not like there's long lines at every register necessarily.
But there kind of are.
Sometimes there are. But it's the parking that's the issue. Do you Uber? Do you just get dropped off at the mall and walk like you're going to some stadium for a game? I think that's probably a possibility.
I've never parked in the correct garage over at Tyson's. Because, you know, like you want to go to a certain store and you think you kind of remember generally where it is, and you park and somehow you're walking through Macy's and you're like in the women's like underpants section. You're like, I don't want to be here. I wanted to be at KB Toys. I don't know how to get there.
I don't know where anything is there other than the two or three places that I go to all the time. It's like the movie theater is my number one staple at Tyson's.
Sure.
I know exactly where to park. I know exactly where to walk. If it's not that or that little courtyard where we occasionally do events.
Yeah, the courtyard's awesome.
No file. I have nothing. Those are the two places I frequent and I love. If you just say, hey, you got to go to this store at Tyson's Corner, I mean, you might as well give me 4 hours.
Budget an extra 45 minutes for hoofing it.
I have no idea.
You get to look at your Fitbit, getting your steps up.
It's going to be a challenging few days, I think, on the shopping front.
Listen.
I will persevere.
Holidays for grown-ups are miserable. For children, it's full of wonder.
Can I ask this, though? Because everyone tells me this, and you're actually a perfect person to ask. I was actually having a conversation recently with someone, and I said, I miss Christmas so much as a kid, right? I miss the holidays as a child. My parents were spectacular at making the holidays wonderful. I'm sure most people are lucky enough that their parents really make it a cool thing. But I genuinely believe my mom is the best around Christmas of any mother that's ever lived, right? It was such a treat, such a wonderful time of year. Someone told me, well, if you have kids, it goes back to that.
No.
That magic, that wonderment, all of those feelings you had about all the great holiday fervor, it all returns when you have a child and you relive your childhood.
Who told you that? Someone on HGTV that does it professionally? They could pipe down. Someone who's good at arts and crafts?
I am banking on the fact that when I have kids in the range of like 2 to 7, maybe 3 to 8, that I will become a kid again.
No.
And Christmas will be this fun, magical time of year again.
Opposite. It is reality. It is bills. It is chores. It is undertakings. It is tasks.
But don't you vicariously in some capacity get to live through your child's wonderment of the season?
That's like the 217th thing on the list of things that happen. And that's a nice bit of joy. Because here's what you know. For that child, because you were once that child, right? That joy and wonderment and the greatest thing about the season, you realize, oh my God, the responsibility has come to me to provide this. And if I screw this up in any capacity, I'm a demon. I'm a terrible person.
That sounds like pressure.
The responsibility is greater than you could possibly fathom. You're Jack Nicholson on the stand against Tom Cruise.
Meaning to provide or meaning?
To provide it.
The responsibility to like make sure that their holiday is special.
That's it. The holiday magic, where does that come from?
That you remember as a kid.
Yeah, you know where it came from? Your mom's incredible effort. Right. You know what that requires of you as the adult? That incredible effort. You will be run ragged. You'll have a cold. You'll forget 17 things. You'll be running out to the store to find like canned yams for some reason. Being an adult around the holidays is responsibility. And for people that don't have kids, God bless you. You do what you want. There's still this kind of like, the holidays are great. So much cheer. So much fun. Because all you're doing is drinking eggnog and putting up decorations.
You're having 4 parties, by the way.
So
many parties.
You're doing different things. You people with, you know, kids people. If you have children, you are sitting there like in basically living in fear that you screw this thing up.
Okay, but what about parties? You hosted a party this weekend.
That's right.
You got very drunk.
I did.
That seems like a fun time for you.
It is. But it's an ordeal. I mean, it's a lot of work is my point. Holiday magic doesn't exist. It's grown-ups handling grown-up business.
I was kind of hoping that you would say something else that you didn't say.
Not at all.
That's
the reality.
Banking on.
And it's worth doing, by the way, because when the little guy lights up, when he gets the thing that he wants,
okay, what about Christmas morning?
Great.
I was going to say, December 25th, what time do you think that Bill Rowland's going to come running down those steps wearing his green and gold Patriots gear?
7:05 a.m. type start time.
Okay, that's a little bit earlier than I would have preferred, by the way. I don't know that I like a 7:05
start time. Yeah, again, that's Christmas.
Okay, so 7 o'clock, he comes running into the room. We got some presents under the tree. He starts tearing them open.
He's going to tear them open.
Santa's there.
Yep.
Okay. Great. That doesn't make it all worth it.
Oh, this is a bargain that I have made. I don't need people's sympathy or empathy. Like, oh, cry for me. I entered into this bargain with eyes wide open. We knew exactly what we wanted to sign up for, and we signed up for it. I'm responsible for this. So yes, those moments of joy are awesome. But again, you realize I had to make that happen. My wife had to make that happen. We had to do all of these things perfectly in order to get a few minutes of joy, and he'll enjoy the packaging probably more than the toy, and he's going to whine that he doesn't have a different toy within an hour and a half that day.
I want to read you a tweet I just got, and I think you're going to be furious, but I'm not really sure. This is the anti-Danny Ruye right here, okay? So you've got no fun Ruye to my right, and this is tons of fun Ruye to my left. Tommy on Twitter says, I have four-year-old twins. Hated Christmas for years post-childhood. I am now a kid again, and I love Christmas now. It is magical. The magic has returned for Tommy. They love everything about Christmas all over again.
My wager, if I may, I don't want to be disrespectful to anybody, but my wager is Tommy's a passenger come holiday season. I bet you Tommy's special lady is the actual person that's putting the
Barry
magic
Trotz
together.
Is going to bench Tommy for not being involved enough. Tommy's a passenger.
It's Tommy Vrana for a couple. He'll be healthy scratch a couple times. Wow. That's my bet.
I'll get back to you in about hopefully 8 or 9 years. Hopefully it's going to be a long time.
It's not to say there aren't good things about the season. There are.
Right.
Everyone's nice to each other.
I'm not
it's beautiful.
That.
It's
and
nice.
I'm not saying that you're down on the holiday season completely. I don't think you're being the Grinch.
I'm not at all.
But a lot of people basically say that December becomes just like it was when you were 7 or 8 when you've got a kid again.
Which is absurd. It's absurd.
But there's the mailing of the letters.
Yeah.
There's the going to the mall to see Santa.
Work. Rihanna sung about it when she sang the song about work. When she goes, work, 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 work. Right? Work. That's what it is. It's work. It's
How
extra
terrible
work.
Is it when you get to eat the chocolate chip cookies on December 24th? You don't
it's
think
really
that's
good.
A little bit silly?
It's really nice. Again, there are nice elements of it. But but who made those chocolate chip cookies? I'm sure the kid did. That's a parent supervision thing. That's a couple hours. The point
you
is.
You didn't make the cookies, guy. You think you're making the cookies?
I'm saying the adults. I'm talking about the adults as a team. Adults as a team.
Your teammate might be doing some heavy lifting too, you know.
She's doing way more than me. And this is me complaining, but she does 90% of this damn thing. I'm telling you, being a grown-up is work. Summer vacation is for Instagram models and bikinis. Everybody else has to go to work. Christmas is, oh, it's so magical. That's for children. Grown-ups have responsibilities. That's what being a grown-up is. You're responsible for every part of it.
I hope this is an example of you being extreme and unnecessarily unfun.
No.
But you are the closest person to me right now who's going through this that I can speak to. So I'll have to take your word for it.
They're fun things.
Speaking of hard work, 3 Redskins make the Pro Bowl. 2 others are alternates. What do we make of the Redskins Pro Bowl crop? We'll get into that next on Grant and Danny. We are underway. Happy holidays, everyone.
Yay!
From the Grant and Danny radio program. It is the most wonderful time of the year. Yesterday, Danny Ruye told us he hates when people send him Christmas cards.
No. You're misinterpreting.
Did.
No.
True story.
I said, and I do believe this, that Christmas cards are a big waste of time. I think they're silly. People are self-important about them. I'm just never doing one. I don't begrudge when somebody takes the time to send me something. I'm not mad about it.
You said that they're bragging about their family.
That's
they're saying
happening.
That they're more important than you.
That's what's happening.
So yesterday, one of the very kind people on our sales staff, who's done so much good by us, by
she's
the way.
She's awesome.
She's great, and she's helped us a ton. She sends us a text yesterday, and she says, hey, I'm trying to put my Christmas cards in the mail. I guess I only need your address, Grant. Merry Christmas, Danny.
So funny.
Very funny.
Great zing.
Very good. And I think she was serious about it, because she was actually going to put the Christmas cards in the mail.
Yeah, so she saved herself some postage.
She did. Let's go to Carl and Alexandria before we get to the Redskins Pro Bowlers. What's up,
What's
Carl?
What's up, Carl?
Hey, you know, I love the show, fellas. Love to call in and get my opinions and everything. I just don't get Mr. Ruye sometimes. He is such a nice guy. You can tell he's a nice guy, but he is the most cynical guy in the world. I feel like he's that neighbor that lives next to me.
Yeah.
And when I don't pick my garbage cans up in time, he's going to be at my door. Sir, get those garbage cans out the way. I don't understand the way he views life.
Carl,
I don't.
Carl, it's a good zing, several good zings.
Here's how he views life, Carl. You just have to take the fun out of as many things as possible.
It's not true.
And that's kind of Danny's way of going about
it. It's not true.
It. Thank
I feel,
you, buddy.
I only want things that are actually fun, not what dumb people say is fun. So Carl's actually got it the exact opposite. What I would do is grouse and complain and whine for years about the guy that never takes the garbage out. I would literally never confront him. I would never once confront somebody about garbage
things. But you would get upset if the garbage went out a day early or a day late.
I'd be so irritated, probably. Whatever the neighborhood rules are. Like, you know, you're supposed to have it Wednesday morning, not Wednesday afternoon. Whatever the stupid thing, whatever stupid neighbors
say. I've never
thought
about you as a neighbor. You might be a bad neighbor.
I'd be a great neighbor because you'd never hear from me. You would never hear a peep. I would never bother you.
You definitely wouldn't acknowledge anyone. You wouldn't, like, say hello.
No, definitely say hello to
you. You get so mad when I say hello to people.
You say hello to strangers. You engage in conversations with strangers in the worst possible places and think it's hilarious. You get in a conversation with the Uber driver, turn around with this big smile on your face, thinking it's hilarious to get them talking about the president. It's the worst thing you do. To neighbors that I would see regularly, I say hi all the time. I know all of my neighbors in my little condo building. I know all the neighbors around my folks' place back in the day. I would absolutely say hi to my neighbors. It would be very pleasant. You would never hear peeps from me. I would never be too loud, too late. I would never bother you. I would never have tree branches growing into your yard. My yard would be
clean.
That
part's good.
I'm the perfect neighbor.
Let's go to Sean in D.C.
Terrible
What's up,
roommate.
Sean? You're on Grant and Danny.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
What's up, dude?
Merry Christmas.
You too, buddy.
You too.
I am with Grant. I have a 3-year-old daughter, and Christmas sucks. Everything
with me,
is about her.
Well, then you are not with me, sir.
I'm sorry, Danny. I'm with Danny.
Yes.
Danny.
Yeah, man.
Yes. Danny, it is horrible. It is all about her. It's all about family.
Right.
It's all about going to places I don't want to go to, and the joy is gone. It's gone.
Don't you want it to be about her, Sean? She's
of
three.
Of course. He signed up for it. He knows.
I definitely signed up for it. Definitely signed up for it. I get it. You know, you got to do what you got to do as a dad, you know? But the joy of waking up at 7 a.m. and running downstairs, and you got to wash your face and brush your teeth, and you know, Gary,
Did she answer me these things? Did she put a letter in the mail for Santa this winter?
No, she. We asked her what she wanted, and of course, you know, it's Teddy Ruxpin came back out. I don't know if you guys knew that. Remember Teddy Ruxpin? It came out when we were kids.
Wow. Teddy Ruxpin's back.
I didn't know he made a return.
What a comeback for Teddy!
He's back.
See, that's cool, Sean. That's a nostalgic thing from your past. I mean, that's back.
Sean, there's plenty of stuff. My kid loves Transformers. That's all I wanted when I was a kid. That's part of that is cool. It's absolutely great. The point I'm trying to make to Grant that he doesn't seem to understand, and of course he's twisting it into me being some kind of Grinch is, and you know this.
I'm sure you don't sound like a Grinch on your
own. You know this. Holidays are work. That's what it is. It's work. You have to provide it. It's not some magical thing that happens. It's Sean's
effort. Holidays are work for everybody. Thank you, Sean.
Not for kids.
I understand. Kids get a pass, and that's why it's so great, partially. But my point is, I don't have kids. It still worked for me. I got to go get presents for people. I got to wrap them. I got to go to parties. I got to do this. I got to do that. You might host a party. You spend a lot of money on that.
Yeah.
That's part of the fun. But it also breaks up what is the rest of the year. There is no other month like December where, I'm going to watch a movie tonight. I'm going to listen to this music tonight. I'm going to get into the spirit of this quote-unquote season tonight. I'm going to go to this party this week and this party next week, and someone's going to bring me baked goods this day.
All in on those
Here's
things.
A present.
It's
why am I getting a present?
Yeah.
I don't know, because someone's being nice to me. That's great.
I'm all in on that stuff. I'm all the same way that I'm all in on the fall for the changing of the season, walking outside. I'm all in on spring because it's not as cold anymore. I mean, of course I'm all in on the season. It is awesome. It's wonderful that we have a time of year where everybody just, for whatever reason, decides we're going to be nice to each other. And that's inherently what we're doing. That's to the good. And there's no, I don't want it removed. I'm not a bah humbug Grinch guy. What I'm simply trying to tell you, we're trying to explain to you and all the non-kid people is that, and you're starting to experience it now as an adult. You own your own home. You're buying gifts for people. You know you got to go to Tyson's Corner today and try to figure out which parking lot to go into. Work. That's all it is. There's no magic. Magic doesn't happen. There's no close your eyes and everything is tinsel and rose and whatever. It's you doing it.
I know that I'm saying this to you who has a kid, as someone who doesn't have a kid, and so that makes me probably wrong, but I'm just going to do it anyway.
Go.
I feel like the magic is when you put that little letter in the mail or when you take the kid to see Santa or when they're talking about the North Pole or when they're opening their presents. I feel like that's still magic.
There is joy that can be taken out of that. And you're absolutely right. But here's what the reality is. You take your child under a certain age to see Santa and all he does is scream his head off and probably goes to the bathroom on Santa and he's miserable. You waited in line for a long time.
Did you take Bill Rowland to see Santa?
We tried once. One
time
we tried.
This year, did you?
Last year. One time we tried, that's the end of that. We won't be doing that.
You're not doing it again.
Until he can coherently be counted on to not lose his damn mind.
This year he probably could have pulled it off.
I don't think so. I know him pretty well.
He's probably 4 now?
Yeah. He would have been a disaster just like last year. We're not doing that again. That's for parents to do. They're trying to, we're going to shoehorn some magic. It's not magic. It's miserable. Don't do things that are miserable.
So you think that is the parents making it about themselves?
100% is what it is.
To take the kid to see Santa.
Yeah, it's for their photo.
You don't think he'd get sized?
No, he scream cries and he's terrified. He hates it because he doesn't understand. That's what happens. You ask CK. He did it already this year.
Yeah, I saw the picture of his little kid. He looked thrilled. His kid looked so happy.
You could see the rash breaking out of his face from fear and all the tears running down. There were tracks. You could run a train on those things, the tracks of those tears.
I didn't see those tears. I'll take your word for it. So why are so many people in line to do this then?
Because that's what you do. People just do things they think they're supposed to do. People take kids on planes and nobody ever should. They just do that. Everyone is so selfish. That's what it is. It's people imprinting their own things on their kids. Here's what you should be doing. Keep your kid away when it's going to be a meltdown. You bother everybody else. That's how you should run your life.
You may not know if it's going to be a meltdown, in fairness.
You should have a pretty good indicator. You should know your child. You should know if your kid can handle it. If you got one of those child stars that's a prodigy and doesn't cry all the time, bring them to Santa at age 3 or 4 or whatever else. Yeah. Otherwise, it's miserable. That's what the holidays are. That's what it is when you have kids.
Miserable?
Yes. It's work. It's effort. It's time. It's consumption. It's exhaustion. It's illness. It's constant is my point.
Illness.
Yes. For running ragged. From staying up too late and getting up too early. Going from hot to cold. It's freezing outside. It's hot inside. You don't have time to take off all your layers. Now you're sweating. Now you're back outside. You got a sniffle. Next thing you know, you're on trial for bringing the incubated virus into this place.
I'm so sure. Yeah.
Well, you were on trial. It happened.
No, I know. I'm just so sure that I'm the reason that people got sick around here. Let's go to Dan in Alexandria. What's up, Dan?
Hey, so I'm with Danny here because what it is we're not Grinches, people like he and I, but when you're not gung-ho about Christmas and obsessed with everything and only looking at the positives, then you get labeled a Grinch by the general population.
Right.
It's a lot like when it snows. Everybody says they love snow, and it's awesome for an hour, and then tomorrow.
Then you still have to go to the store. You still have to go to work.
Well, I think that it's your Grinch-like behavior that gets you labeled a Grinch, is what I would say, when you're acting like the Grinch. Our boss just tweeted us, by the way, Chris Kinard, who you mentioned. You called him into the conversation, and CK said that last year he did take his kid to see Santa, and his kid cried. He said this year his kid absolutely loved seeing
loved
Santa.
That's good.
And he said, that was the first point. The second point, Danny hates Christmas.
Yeah, that's how it's going to be labeled. Brandon, who tweeted me, I'm at Funny Danny, Grant's at Grant H. Paulson.
Mm-hmm.
I'm with Grant. I love to see the kids light up when they run down to the tree. I do too, by the way. I understand the bargain I've made. That's why we do this. That said, Christmas Eve prep is hard work, but the payoff is Christmas morning. And everyone's like, see, Danny hates Christmas. I like this. I want people to be happy. Why did I go through all this trouble to get this gift for my wife? Because I love her, and I'm excited to give her something that will make her happy. I'm very aware of the spirit. I want to do it. I'm a full participant. I'm not a bah humbug. What I'm simply trying to let everybody understand, because you keep circling away from this, there's one intrinsic point that cannot be ignored, is this. Holidays are work.
Yes, everyone's agreeing to that.
That's all I'm trying to say.
Well,
I'm
you're saying more than that.
No, I'm not.
We all agree that holidays are work. And
that's
we're
what
all
it
saying
is.
They're also lovely and wonderful. And it's magical.
Nope. There's no magic. Work.
There's so much magic.
Tangible
hey, Tommy,
work.
Is this the ultimate no fun, Rouye? Is this the best one we've ever unearthed?
It's pretty close.
I mean, he's now.
It's not Super Bowl level. It's not Madden party level. But it's close.
Free parties with food, drink, and concerts with Snoop Dogg?
Because remember, he's the only person that would ever say no to that. There are a lot of people that kind of stand on Danny's side of the street.
Yeah.
Whether we agree with it or not.
I don't think you understand the side of the street I'm on.
No, we all understand.
I don't think anyone does.
The side of hatred.
No, it's not there at all. Again, I love the holiday season.
Incorrect road intersected with Grinch Avenue.
Yeah, I choose not to be...
It's the coldest time of year. It's Christmas Day. There's a miracle possible every time we go outside. It could snow on my face and I can lick it.
It's dumb. It's work. That's all it is. Now,
God bless us, everyone.
The upside when my kid loves the gift is awesome. That's the point. When my wife likes her gift, that's awesome. When I give my dad something that I think he's going to adore this Saturday when we're going over there, that's why I bought the damn thing. I want that to happen. I'm all in on that.
Oh, you're excited to give your dad a gift?
Of course I
am. Wow, not bad for a Grinch.
Of course I'm excited about that because that's what's exciting about the season. But you know what happened? I cut a big check for that. I didn't actually cut a check. I used my debit card. But you got
oh,
my
now
point.
You're complaining about how much you spent on
no,
the gift?
No, it's work is my point. No, there's no magic. Some fat dude in a sleigh didn't bring it. I'm bringing it out of my checking account.
Grant and Danny, 106.7 The Fan.
Redskins
I promise
Pro
we'll
Bowlers,
get to
I
the
guess.
Redskins Pro Bowlers next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The slate is bringing. I'm bringing it out of my checking account.
Spreading holiday cheer for all to hear.
Absolutely.
The Grant and Danny radio program. Absolutely. Nobody loves the holidays like we do on this show.
This holiday season, cozy up to somebody close and remember this cost an S ton of money. Holidays.
Tweet at Funny Danny and spread some holiday cheer. Help him out. By the way, I'm now in a worse mood than you are. Because Ken Rosenthal just reported that Orioles closer Zach Britton has ruptured his Achilles yesterday while working out in California.
What?
He's expected to be out for at least 6 months. So the Orioles are going to trade Manny Machado, or not, because they'll screw that up. They need to trade Adam Jones because he's been tweeting about knowing that the organization's a disaster over the last few days. And the closer, who they could get a lot back for, Zach Britton, who they chose not to trade
for some
reason.
They didn't trade this year, yeah.
Has ruptured his Achilles. It is over. It is off the rails. It was fun while it lasted. The Orioles will be one of the worst teams in baseball this year.
Machado thing, by the way, the latest report I saw from John Heyman is they weren't satisfied with any of the offers because I think they have an unrealistic expectation, A, but B, they won't allow for a negotiating window.
Which I don't quite believe. I'm guessing Manny Machado doesn't want to allow for that, but that is the report that the Orioles
That's
won't.
The report, right?
It just doesn't make any sense whatsoever.
Well, neither does a lot of things that they've done
That's a
behavior-wise
good point.
Here of late.
But why wouldn't they just for people that don't understand what we're talking about, Machado's a free agent at the end of the year, see Harper.
So if a team wants to trade all big, slower prospects for him, you'd like to have a shot at, I don't know, keeping him beyond the season.
Because you're not going to just rent him for one season and give
right.
up three of your best prospects. So you offer the Orioles a package with some good prospects, but you want the right to have a three-day period to negotiate a long-term contract with Machado, so you're not just bringing him in for one season. The Orioles reportedly aren't allowing teams to talk to him about a long-term deal. Why they would prohibit that makes zero sense.
It makes zero sense. But I do feel bad for my Oreo fan friends. That is what we like to call a tough break.
All right, let's get to the Redskins Pro Bowlers. We've been talking all morning about talking about this.
We've been teasing talking about
it. And we haven't actually done it. So congratulations, Ryan Kerrigan, attaboy. Brandon Scherff, attaboy, and Trent Williams, attaboy.
Attaboy.
You are headed to the 2018 Pro Bowl. Kerrigan's selection is his second straight, the third of his career. His selection marks the seventh time in the last 9 years that the Redskins have a linebacker earning Pro Bowl honors. He becomes the Redskins' first linebacker to earn back-to-back Pro Bowl bids since London Fletcher at 29 years old. Brandon Scherff's selection, his second straight to the Pro Bowl, the second of his career. He is the first interior lineman to earn multiple Pro Bowl selections since Pro Football Hall of Famer Russ Grimm's streak of four straight Pro Bowl honors back in 83 to 86. Brandon Scherff in fairly uncharted territories at just 25 years old. He started 44 of the last 46 games for the Redskins, has become a really good guard for them. And then there's Trent Williams, who is, I don't think this is overstated, if he can play another three or four good seasons, working his way into like Hall of Fame type consideration.
He's absolutely on that track, yeah.
Sixth Pro Bowl of his career, six straight years he will be in the Pro Bowl, and he did it this year, gutting his way through one knee-pained game after another. Six straight years, Williams joined safety Ken Houston, seven straight Pro Bowls in the 70s. Center Len Haas, six straight from 67 to 72. As the only members of the Redskins who have ever earned six Pro Bowl nods in a row, he's tied with Haas and Samuels for the fifth most in team history, one of the great Redskins of the 2000s. Congratulations to those three guys. And in a year where this was a tough season,
yeah,
you got injuries all around you, the organization was trying to just stay afloat, one of the reasons this thing didn't go terribly and become 4-12 disaster all over again, one of the reasons why everyone's not going to lose their jobs is because you got veteran leaders like Kerrigan, Sheriff, and Williams just gutting through it. And I'm happy for those guys that they made the Pro Bowl.
Yeah, well said. Good dudes, all of them, each and every one. Sack leaders, you go down the list. Kerrigan tied for 7th in the league, just in terms of the overall numbers. 2nd among linebackers in the NFC. Chandler Jones leads the world with 15. We just saw him this week. Great season for him. But everybody else up at the top, really 4-3 defensive ends, for the most part, is who you're seeing. It's Calais Campbell. It's, you know, DeMarcus Lawrence, et cetera. So, great season. I would say really good season for Kerrigan. Probably has a couple games that he would want back or whatever else. But the model of consistency is going to have double-digit sacks yet again. It's not one of those, you know, oh, my God, this guy's unstoppable, play in and play out. But always there, always dependable, always high motor, playing whatever assignment sound he has to. I mean, there are certain things that he's not great at. He has to drop into coverage sometimes. But he does that. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's other guys just have to get upfield. He does a little bit of everything. What Brian Arakpo used to complain about, by the way, when we point out where are your sack totals against teams that aren't Oakland, he would say, yeah, you guys don't know all the things that I have to do, and I don't get to rush the passer every time. Well, neither does Ryan Kerrigan, yet right. Here he is right at the top of the NFC once again in sacks.
Yeah, he does it time and time again, year in and year out. A couple other notes. I think we take for granted the Redskins haven't had a lot going for them over the last 15 years. Their left tackle play has been as good as any situation in the league. 10 Pro Bowl appearances in the last 13 years for Redskins left tackles with Chris Samuel straight into Trent Williams. That's a critical position where they have been top five in the league.
They've been great.
Since basically like 2003.
And we're spoiled by it too, by the way. We take it for granted. Look at what's happened in a number of cities where they can't find a spot for that. I mean, the Giants overdrafted some putts who is a disaster they have
Eric
to replace
Flowers.
Already. Baltimore cannot find a left tackle to save their lives. People are going free agent to do it. They're hoping some converted guard can do it. The Redskins, it's the only spot we've really been spoiled, honestly, is that left tackle position. We've gone from one Hall of Famer to another.
Zach Brown is an alternate. I think he probably should have been a Pro Bowler. Josh Norman is an alternate.
That was curious to me.
I'm really sure how he's an alternate. I mean, he's a good player, but
not having a great season, frankly.
I would think that there would have been other more deserving corners to be on that alternate list. Let's do this. What's your reaction to the Redskins' 3 Pro Bowlers that did get named? Ryan Kerrigan, Trent Williams, Brandon Scherff. 800-636-1067. Does this further justify taking a guard. Scherff in the top 5? And what do you make of the 2 alternates as well? Did any Redskins get snubbed? We'll get your reactions to the Pro Bowl nods next on Grant and Danny. We got to thank our guy, Richmond John, who's in studio with us today.
Richmond John.
Very kind of him to make the trek up, kick it with his boys for a little while today. Also, did some pretty cool work on designing a T-shirt and a hoodie for us. So we got a T-shirt that says Virginia's doing great. You've got the shape of Virginia with a couple of very angry fans yelling at FedEx Field.
So it's those iconic fans who are there by themselves right. At the end of some blowout where they just look so miserable
so
and
dejected.
So sad. I know it's one of Steinberg's favorite pictures that I know he's got posted like in a bunch of different places.
Right.
Then there's a picture of like just goofy Bruce Allen just down there looking all serious and in charge. Like he's like, my gold pants, good. And it's perfect.
And we got a new hoodie to keep us warm. Manubsky units. Well designed. I love the Skin Tangibles Manubsky units hoodie.
Yes, because the only way to measure an intangible thing, which by its nature is impossible to measure. That's the nature of an intangible. So I came up with a measurement system called Manubsky units for the Larry Michaels bit. And of course, Richmond John took that football and sprinted to the house like Bo Jackson on Monday Night Football and made a t-shirt with basically the thought process of Larry Michaels and the equation of Manubsky units. It's very well done.
Very cool. Very nice of you. So
he's a good man.
Thank
and
you, buddy. Happy holidays to you, my friend. And to all of you guys for listening. Always appreciate you being a part of the show and the growing family we've got here with the Grant and Danny radio program. Cool deal. So let's get into, and we can get your calls as they come in, 800-636-1067, 800-636-1067, whether or not anybody got shafted on the Pro Bowl front for the Redskins. The one guy that I was hoping was going to make the Pro Bowl that I thought was deserving, who didn't, is Zach Brown. He could still get the nod based on a couple of guys not going. Brown missed this past week and is still the leader in the NFL with 127 tackles. He's got 2.5 sacks. The problem, I think, for Brown is that from a statistical standpoint, there aren't a lot of counting stats for him. So, you know, 2.5 sacks isn't going to stand out. He's not getting to rush very often. He shouldn't be having more sacks than that. But if you don't have 6 or 7 or in the inside linebacking spot, you know, 4.5, 5, you're not going to turn many heads. Passes defended, he's only broken up a couple passes. He hasn't intercepted any passes. He doesn't have
fumbles,
any forced fumbles.
No fumbles recovered.
So those types of things make it tough. But if you know, you know. I mean, if you watch the Redskins, you've seen how good this guy is, going sideline to sideline with his speed. He, to me, is definitely a Pro Bowl inside linebacker. I think there's a chance he's going to get All-Pro distinction again, perhaps as a second-teamer for the second time in as many seasons. Happened last year in Buffalo. If you're an All-Pro, you should be a Pro Bowler. That's just common sense. That's the way that works.
The math should work there.
But he's an alternate. I would have liked to have seen him get the nod. Anybody else deserving who didn't?
I don't think so. I mean, Chris Thompson was well on his way before the injury. That negates that, obviously. To me, you may see it trickle down if Jameson Crowder has a nice couple rest of his games, if there's a normal attrition rate where guys can't go. Crowder on pace to probably finish around, you know, 70, 75 catches with a couple big weeks here. Could be around 8,500. I'm sure that'd be a pretty good season.
If he had 8,500 yards this year and he wasn't in the Pro Bowl, that would be a huge
It'd be a weird thing. You guys have near 10,000 yards. You don't make the Pro Bowl in 1 year. He could have 850 yards, 3 touchdowns, something like that, 4 touchdowns. Nice finish of the season. He may make it after some attrition. But other than that, there's nobody to me that says, oh, my God, he got snubbed. Any thoughts there?
I agree. This is not a year where there was all that much individual excellence for the Redskins. I think Kirk Cousins' numbers are fringe Pro Bowl worthy in the sense of, you know, being one of the 5 or 6 best in the conference. But I don't necessarily think you'd rip any of the guys who are ahead of him out of there. It's just a matter of, does someone say they don't want to go? I'm surprised he wasn't an alternate, I guess would be my point. I don't think he would have been one of the 3 guys named, particularly the last couple of weeks. You know, hasn't been amassing a ton of yards. He's not on pace for 30-some touchdowns, which is kind of what people look at. So he's more in that alternate conversation.
You know, he's actually he's got a pretty good case here as you kind of look at it. I mean, your locks, obviously, Russell Wilson until this past week, but MVP caliber season.
Right.
He would go in
Carson
there.
Wentz.
Wentz, yes, but then the injury happens, so now you move him down. Drew Brees, I think, even though it's not the video game
Cousins
numbers.
Cousins has been better than Brees this year.
Numbers-wise, it speaks to it. Yeah, maybe.
And oh, by the way, he doesn't have 2 great running backs, an excellent running game, and a better defense. I mean, to me, it's not that close, to be honest with you. But I'm not going to argue with Drew Brees. Right. He's a Hall of Famer who's having a solid season.
Well, Brees, you know, I would say has a tick better numbers, but the situation, as you pointed out, infinitely better. So I'm not upset there. Jared Goff is going to have to go from a great team having the kind of year that he's having.
Yep.
I think Cam Newton's having a Pro Bowl year, even though some of the passing numbers aren't there. Everything else is worthwhile.
So it's hard for me with Cam Newton just because as a passer, I would say about half the time he's bad. Like not even, oh, you'd like him to be better. Like half of his games he's bad in as a passer.
Oh, I get
but
it.
He's a great football player, and he helps the Panthers win 75% of their games.
Yeah, and he's got 650 rushing yards and 5 touchdowns.
Right.
So that matters, and that kind of has
Absolutely
to factor in
it.
You can't grade him the way you grade everybody else, because if you did, you know, you'd probably come out in the wash. But now that you get down to that number, you probably go, well, after a couple injuries, after a couple missteps, or someone may decline to go, or whatever else, Cousins could absolutely be in that conversation. But not one of those, if he's not in, I'll boycott the league.
Yeah,
nothing like that.
Nothing like that. But I do think, I figured he'd be an alternate. My guess is he'll end up kind of working his way up the pecking order.
Yep.
Kendall Fuller, good call here by Dominic, says, huge snub, dude is playing out of his mind. The problem is, think about the number of corners. So you got 2 starting corners on every team.
Hard for a slot guy.
That is 32 guys in the NFC. Before you even get to the slot corners. Now, has he had one of the 10 best seasons of any cornerback in the conference? You could maybe make that case. But when you're only really playing inside in the slot, and because of that, your percentage of snaps on the field is not all that high, it makes it pretty difficult.
Well, look at the list, too. Xavier Rhodes, one of the 2 or 3 best players at the position in the sport. He's incredible from Minnesota. Patrick Peterson, who could stand still for 5 weeks and get torched and still makes it off reputation. And he's also excellent, by the way. Marshawn Lattimore, who basically, I don't want to say single-handedly changed the fortune of the Saints this year, but his excellence lets that defense work. And Darius Slay, one of the best players nobody talks about because he picks off a pass every other week for the Lions. There's no way I'm going Kendall Fuller over those guys. Great season for Fuller, though. Deserves recognition, but not quite that level.
I agree. Very good. We should all be thrilled. Pro Bowl is kind of another level.
Agreed.
Grant and Danny on the fan. Craig Hoffman is our Redskins beat reporter. We could talk Pro Bowlers with him. Also want to start looking ahead to the Broncos Christmas Eve game on Sunday. What would it mean for the fan base to get a win? How invested are Redskins fans in seeing this as a W, or is it just kind of whatever happens, I don't really care. I'll watch the game, and the outcome doesn't matter that much. We'll talk to Craig about that next. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Three more days to get a special. Three more days, you people. Three more days. I'm talking to you, car shoppers. It's Danny Ruye for my guys at Ted Britt Ford. Fairfax and in Chantilly. Three more days when you buy a car from Ted Britt Ford. You're going to get a great deal. I'm going to talk about the deal in a second. But you get something for nothing. You buy that car, they're going to give you a $500 Visa gift card. Your last minute shopping? Got some last minute shopping to do? Use that $500 gift card as you see fit, people. That is a great deal. Speaking of great deals, at Ted Britt Ford, the 2017s, they got to go. Some 2018s already here, and some special deals around the Christmas season. That's right, 2018 Ford F-150. Lease a brand spanking new 2018 F-150. The number one truck in these United States for just $249 a month. Or up to $11,000 off the MSRP. 2017 Ford Focus as low as $11,999. 2018 Ford Escape, just $199 a month for a lease. Oh, is that a good deal? You want this? This may be the best deal in the bunch. I don't want to besmirch these other deals, but this deal is incredible. 2018 Ford Fusion. I got a 2017 Ford Fusion. You can lease one for as little as $199 a month or up to $6,000 off the MSRP. And pretty much don't pay for gas. It's the best, Jerry. The best. Go see my guys at Temperate Ford and tell them Danny sent you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.